This is Day to Day. I'm Adeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick in Philadelphia today. Congratulations to the new mayor-elect, Michael Nutter. At a victory rally last night, he said he's going to declare a crime crisis in the city.
Together, we can lower the crime rate in this great city. Together, we can clean up this city, our city hall, and clean up our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Philadelphia has the highest homicide rate of any big city. Experts blame the easy availability of guns and a thriving drug trade. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Salim remembers the first time he got high. It was also the day he graduated from high school in North Philadelphia. He smoked wet, marijuana laced with PCP. Before long, Salim says he was selling it too. He says the job wasn't hard for him to pick up.
Coming up, my mom smoked crack, sold drugs. Like, the first person I seen hustling was my mom. And I learned from there.
Salim doesn't want us to use his real name. He's tall and skinny and looks young for 27. Salim says he made enough money selling drugs to buy some clothes and take care of his little sister, although he definitely wasn't getting rich.
I hustled to get high. It may seem like it was a lot of money at the time. You know, $1,000 here, $5,000 there. I mean, a couple stacks in your pocket. Looked like, it was a lot, but it's not enough money in the game, for me. Risk getting killed over.
Philadelphia had more than 400 murders last year, the most here in a decade, and it's on the same pace again this year. A CNN report recently dubbed the city Killadelphia.
Chances are someone on these streets tonight will die.
According to police, clashes between drug dealers account for a relatively small percentage of murders. Police say more than half of homicides start out as arguments before they escalate into shooting. But Rutgers University criminologist Patrick Carr says that's only part of the story.
When you have this entrenched drug trade, most of these guys are armed. So if I'm having an argument with you on the corner and I have a 9mm under the wheel rim of a car next to me and I just get pissed off at you, it's easy for me to pull that gun out and shoot you.
Carr and I are driving through North Philadelphia, where the empty lots and crumbling brick row houses go on for miles. Philadelphia is the poorest big city in the country. More than a quarter of city residents live below the poverty line.
Take a look around us here. You have corner stores and you have empty warehouses, and that's it. There is no other economic base here.
The thriving drug economy in the city is nothing new, says Carr. But what does seem to be different is that there are more guns on the street than before, and more people who are willing to use them.
Guns are so easy to get.
Nate Green is a former drug dealer. He was in and out of jail in New Jersey for 11 years during the 1980s and early 90s.
We didn't use guns. When we was hustling, the gun was the last thing you brought out. And it was only brought out if somebody brought it out on you. The whole game has changed.
And many local residents are fed up. Aisha Hayes lives across the street from North Philly's McPherson Square, also known as Needle Park. Used hypodermic needles that turn up every morning.
The only time the cops come around and do something is when somebody dies and they stay outside for maybe like a couple days or a week or so, and then they go back to the same routine. So they don't do anything about it.
Do you think they can?
Yeah, they can. They just don't want to. You see older kids or younger kids grinding on the street, selling drugs. They don't do anything. They know what they're doing. They're not dumb.
But police say it's not that simple. Police Commissioner Sylvester Johnson says cops can't just arrest their way out of the murder problem.
Our jails are full. People say, well, you're soft on crime, you should do this, you should do that. We're locking people up. The problem is that we're locking the same people.
Drug offenders end up back on the corner because it's harder to get a job once you have a criminal record. In a sense, Salim is lucky because he doesn't have any convictions on his record. He says he's been off drugs since March.
It's nothing like being clean. I mean, it's nothing like it. You know, now you're not that person that when people see you, they running the other way. You know, like, I should be dead. You know, stuff that I did, I should be dead.
For now, Salim is working at a fast food restaurant downtown. He seems happy to leave the corners to someone else. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.